This episode of An Abundance of Not is brought to you by Amazon.com. Amazon affiliated with us. We're very happy about it. Please go to anabundanceofnot.com. Click on the Amazon banner and do all your shopping as normal. Bookmark for ease of use. We appreciate it.
And TLDRGamer.com. When you don't have a whole lot of time to read the gaming news and just want the brief excerpts, visit TLDRGamer.com. for the core info. Thank you to them for the hosting and bandwidth for our podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, welcome in to An Abundance of Not. Wow, my microphone is really loud. Let's turn it down a little bit. Garrett here with Brad and Wade. How are we doing, guys?
Good. Doing now well. Everyone's awake from the mic in case they listen to us in the morning.
Yeah, hello. There's a little bit better, I think. How about we try that? All right. So it is June 4th, lovely Wade Friday, Wednesday for the rest of us.
Wednesday for the rest of the world.
That's right.
Unless you're in a different time zone, in which case it might be Thursday.
Well, yeah, if you've crossed over, if you're, you know, in Europe or Asia or Australia or... not in the U.S.
Or, you know, the East Coast.
No, even the East Coast, it wouldn't be Thursday yet. Another
almost
30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yep. Anyway.
But it doesn't matter, because they won't hear this until tomorrow anyway. So, how's everybody's weekend?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Your half-day weekend?
My half-day weekend. My day and a quarter weekend.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. So I ended up having to leave on the next business trip on Sunday afternoon instead of the usual Monday, so it kind of cut the weekend short for me. But, you know, all in all, even with it being a little short, it was still a good weekend. Did some grilling out. Kids played in the pool. There's a new splash park open not too far away from us, so we took the kids and their friends, the neighbors' kids, up to the splash park and let them splash around for a couple hours. We got ice cream and, you know, good times.
This nice. Whole summer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it like 82 degrees for you or something like that this weekend?
Yeah, it was about that.
Yeah, welcome to Southern California.
It's like that every day here.
Pretty much.
We had a summer storm roll through this week, though, so I don't know what I'm going home to, but today it was like in the 50s.
That's a pretty heavy swing for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's bad for the animals where he lives.
There's a reason he doesn't have pets.
It's just summer, winter, summer, winter, summer, winter.
Yeah, all the deer have colds at the moment.
Animals' coats have, don't know what to do.
They're shedding. They're not shedding. They're shedding. They're not shedding. Yeah, let's see. Grace has, every year her school, they do a camp out on the fields. So everyone brings tents and they camp out over Friday night. They project a movie up one of the handleball courts and... they do hot dogs or something like that for dinner. So she did that Friday night. I got her Saturday morning. We didn't really do much this weekend. We did go see Maleficent on Saturday afternoon. So we will definitely talk about that in the movie section. Wade, anything exciting on your weekend leading into everyone else's weekend?
Well, nope. Other than just a dentist appointment.
What about last weekend?
Not that I can think of. My terrible memory is probably...
you live a blessed life.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Lord.
Other than the whole truck fiasco?
Yeah, so you guys have heard us talking about the truck situation. Wade's truck has been in the shop for about a year.
Plus...
well, has been at this particular shop for over a year. It's an old Toyota pickup that was given to him by our grandfather. So it's got some degree of sentimentality to it, but nothing too crazy. But my dad found a shop that was perceived to be a really good deal without doing much more research beyond that. When I finally took a look into it, turns out this place is about as shady as they can get, hence them having the truck for a year. So steps have been taken to actually take them to small claims court for the value of the truck plus other expenses that have accrued as a result of not having the truck. So that's in the process. A court date is set up for mid-July, I think. Memory serves.
So the truck is no longer there?
The truck is there, but the shop is run by a couple of guys and a single cell phone. And
two now, but they're getting still full.
What?
Two cell phones, but their inbox is always full.
You can't leave a message because the mailbox is full. They don't pick up the phone. They don't call you back. They say it'll be done by a day, and then when you call them on that day, you can't get a hold of them. And because they're about 30 to 45 minutes away, it's not something you can just run down and check on because of where the shop's at. So it's really kind of, we're in a rock and a hard place, and you know, you can't afford to be running up there every other day to find out what's going on. So we did go up and check not that long ago. The truck was there. No engine in it, sitting on the street, unlocked. So it's just a really, really bad situation to find ourselves in.
Thank God I have pictures.
Yeah.
The shop didn't have the word chop in front of it, did it?
No, but when when Wade and our mom went up to check on it a couple months ago. It was back in
pretty much, yeah,
March or something like that. I was expecting them to call me and say the truck's not here. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a truck to be at a shop for over a year.
Well, even the shop wasn't there.
Yeah, well, the shop moved. Luckily, I was able to find both addresses. Jeez. But it's just shady across the board, man.
The assistant to the guy who owns the building, which is this massive complex, was yelling at the owner of the shop because they had too many cars out there.
And they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
Not cool.
Yeah. Greed. So that's what's up with that. Trying to think what else is going on. I'm debating. Well, I'll get to that in the movies later. with nothing else, I guess we'll just jump right in the movies.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Well, wrong one. So in the movies, we'll go through the box office. What was that?
I said that's one for the blooper reel.
Yeah, I'm leaving it in. I don't even care. Maleficent pulls in number one this week. Not really a big surprise. It pulled in, according to the updated list today, $69.4 million, and it's dropped in the critic rating down to 50%. X-Men number two with Days of Future Past pulling in $32.6 million. Million Ways to Die in the West. This is the Seth MacFarlane comedy. Pulled in $16.8 million. Godzilla in fourth at $12.0 million. So pretty strong stuff going on. Coming out this weekend, we have Edge of Tomorrow, the Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, futuristic sci-fi, repetitive Groundhog's Day type concept.
Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray scenario, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not kind of, damn near direct.
Yeah. Every time Tom Cruise dies, he wakes up on the morning of the same day again and again. Also coming out is looks to be a semi-independent film. It's The Fault in Our Stars. It's got a couple of I'm hesitant to say no-name actors, but actors that are not recognized at this point. However, Willem Dafoe does happen to find himself in it. He pops up all over the place, though. So keep that in mind. But that comes out this weekend. This looks to be much of a teenager love story type situation. So if that's what you're into, great. Have at it. If not,
Coming looking to us for a review on that one.
Don't coming looking for
don't
us.
Don't come looking for us to have a review on it.
That's right. We will not have a review on that one, we're sorry to say.
That's not what I heard. I thought you were going to see it, Garrett.
Well, I was, but...
Oh, sorry, I was not supposed to say that.
My boyfriend backed out.
Wow.
I'm not gay, but I have nothing against gay people, so... If you're offended, oh well.
I can see you wanted to say something, then realized it wasn't.
Well, I was thinking I was going to apologize, but then I thought controversy sells and provokes discussion. So, hey, let's milk it.
Leave those YouTube comments and Facebook comments.
That's right.
Get us trending.
Hashtag not. You were saying something, Brad?
I was going to say, so you have a first-hand review of Maleficent?
We do have two first-hand reviews of Maleficent. Wade, do you want to start it off?
I liked the movie. I mean, Angelina Jolie was a very powerful, great role for her. Of course, she's always just a phenomenal actress. They didn't go too heavily-handed in the Aurora line too much, I think, which was a nice turn. We didn't have to slog through yet another Sleeping Beauty kind of reimagining. It technically was from the evil side, but wasn't really evil when you see her take on it, Maleficent's take on it.
Yeah, it was kind of a fun movie. It gave a different perspective to the Sleeping Beauty deal. And it's like, you know, there's two sides to every story. And that historically, there's no real such thing as good and evil. There's my perceptions and the way I want to see the world and someone else's perceptions the way they want to see it. Those may conflict, but that's not necessarily good and evil. So this movie definitely shines a different light on the quote-unquote evil aspects of Maleficent and kind of how it all came to be. I did feel it was a little slow in some parts, but overall, I definitely recommend it. She, like Wade said, Angelina Jolie pulled it off really well. Elle Fanning was in it. Ooh, sorry about that. Little spike in audio. Elle Fanning plays Aurora's, and I mean, she does okay. She's got a goofy smile that kind of bugs me a little bit, but
in case you're wondering who that was, she was in We Bought a Zoo.
Correct.
So if you wanted to get a face without seeing the movie, that's where she's from.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
That's actually a really cute movie. I really liked it. It's Scarlett Johansson's in it, Matt Damon.
Instant like for you.
Of course.
And me.
And speaking of Scarlett Johansson, there was an article today with a picture of her baby bump showing. For those who don't know, she is expecting with her now fiancé. So.
Congratulations.
Good for her.
Yeah, definitely. She better pop that baby out soon because they're talking about doing a Black Widow movie for the Marvel franchise.
They're going to have to wait. I'm sorry. Yep. It's just how this process works.
Yep. Very good.
Unless they do a weird crossover, somehow Black Widow gets pregnant and they just incorporate it. I mean, come on.
It's doable. I just don't see that really fitting into the whole Avengers vibe they got going on.
Turns out she had hots for Captain America.
Well, actually,
I was going to say, they could do a whole paternity movie. Was it Captain America? Nope. It was Iron Man. Nope.
Nope.
Wolverine.
They'd have to have Maury Povich on the show for that.
Wow.
You know the deal with that, right? You know who Maury Povich is?
Yeah.
The king of paternity tests.
Anywho,
kind of on a side note, too, in Marvel and Avengers and all that kind of stuff, they are talking about doing a Doctor Strange movie and are starting to hunt around for directors. Now, I'm not super in-depth with the... I was never into the comic book world, so Doctor Strange, although I've heard of him, know very little about the character and the universe that he kind of resides. But for those diehard fans out there, you may be in luck.
If I have you no know idea who that is.
Yeah, if you know who Doctor Strange is, congratulations.
Making a movie. And
that consists about all three of you, I think.
In movies, though, I'm debating on if I'm going to go see the Tom Cruise Edge of Tomorrow movie. It's sci-fi enough to capture my attention. It's got a really good critic rating at 90%. So it could very well be worth it. I just got to see if I can truly have the justification to go out and see it, knowing that How to Train Your Dragon 2 comes out the week after, which we all know
we're all going to be seeing.
So that's it for that. Without anything else, we will jump into some news.
Been a big news week this week in the world of technology, specifically coming from Apple.
Apple. Wait. Boo. Yay. Wait. I can't remember if I'm yay.
Okay, so Monday kicks off what is known as WWDC, their Worldwide Developer Conference. What's that?
What would developers construct?
Detective Comic? No, that won't work.
That won't work.
What would the developers create if they weren't all at E3 next at the same time period?
Okay, that's way too many letters for WWDC.
I never said I was trying to make it fit.
Although I think Wade has a point with these two conferences back to back. You know, you go to WWDC and learn all this programming stuff. And, you know, we happen to be in the area. Let's just go to E3 and forget it all and play games.
Yes.
Sounds like a good couple weeks.
It's an example piece. You go to Apple's conference. This is what you can do. You go to E3. This is what you can do with what you just learned what you can do with Apple.
This is what you could do to make money, or we could go here and play.
This is your brain. This is your brain on games.
That's right. All right. So this segment is going to come across probably a little fanboyish. I am covering Apple news from, you know, Apple's perspective.
And a fanboy perspective.
Well, more or less.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it out there.
Spade a spade.
So you don't have to like it. That's fine. But this is what happened.
You're still going to hear it unless you turn it off, which please don't.
Yeah, please don't. But, you know, at the very worst, skip ahead. So there were no hardware announcements at this conference, which is not completely surprising. I thought there may have been a couple new pieces, but there were nothing new hardware-wise.
I do find that surprising. Out of all the products Apple sells, they're not updating anything physically.
I mean, they're not coming out with the iPhone 5 colored S3?
My guess is there will be another conference in the near future to announce that. There was enough announced at this one that they wanted to keep it strictly software and developer related, seeing as it is a developer conference.
Gotcha.
So first up was iOS version 8. Aesthetically, it's mostly just a polishing of 7. There's no new, you know, the giant leap from 6 to 7 with the new interface. 8 is just pretty much a polishing. There are a few new features, though. A lot of background features. There will be the support for customizable keyboards. Finally, which I know Android has had for a while.
Customizable how?
You can completely replace the keyboard. You know how with Android, or maybe you don't know, with Android you have the option to download new keyboard programs. So instead of typing and pecking, you could swipe your keys and different layouts.
All right.
So there'll be replaceable keyboards. A few new tweaks to mail. iMessages will get a little bit of a makeover where you'll be able to share your location. You'll be able to join and leave group messages without having to you know, delete the entire thing. You can put a do not disturb on a particular group message thread. So, you know, if you're part of a group iMessage, the three of us, you know, with a couple other people, all start messaging each other in a group iMessage, and everybody starts getting a little too talky for what I can deal with right now, I can go in and change it to do not disturb just for that group message.
Huh. Like a chat
it will
room?
Also. What's that?
Like a chat room?
Yeah, kinda.
All right.
But just between the people you choose.
New real technology there, then.
No, but it's new for iMessage, for text messaging.
Ah.
And they're also adding a tap to talk feature where from the text message iMessage interface, you can hit a button and record a short snippet. So, you know, for those people that don't text and drive, you can just press the button and record a really quick, you know, audio clip and send that.
I thought they could do that before. I remember being able to do that with my iPhone 4, I thought.
You can touch a microphone and dictate.
Okay.
But the dictation is kind of so-so.
So this new feature doesn't dictate, it actually just sends the audio?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The next version of Mac OS X, codename Yosemite, which is version 10.10.
Yosemite Sam?
Yosemite Sam. It brings the OS X interface more in line with iOS 7, gets that new, cleaner interface, more transparency, just looks a little more modern and cleaner. One thing that they're doing big in these next versions is they'll be working on a syncing technology that lets you start processes on one device and continue them on something else. Like you could start an email on your Mac and then immediately turn your iPad on, and that will have already synced across locally to your iPad, and you can keep typing. They're going to be doing this with quite a few of their apps, the built-in ones, Mail, photo editing will do this, numbers, pages, you'll be able to edit in one and then just seamlessly go across to the others and pick up and keep going.
So they're putting the iCloud more integrated into the system?
It's more
real-time. It's going to be much more integrated.
So it sounds like, I mean, I would imagine they've got a whole settings page, though, that you can decide which apps will do this or not, so that, you know, you're not writing an email at work on your iPad, and I guess it wouldn't necessarily go to the one at home. You said it only does it locally. So I wonder how that
works. Yeah, you have to be on the same network.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense.
So there was something else. So they announced something that we had been speculating on, a new health-based. It looks almost like Passbook. It's called Health, just simply Health. And it's essentially will be an interface where all your various health apps will be able to tie in. Like if you have a Nike Fuel Band and a Fitbit and a heart rate monitor, instead of all going into their own apps, which you have to switch between various apps to get the data, they will all dump into a central display, essentially.
Did you see what happened here? See, I called them doing a health system and called it iHealth.
Yep.
Clearly they didn't want to pay us for copyright infringement with iHealth and just used health.
Yeah.
I'm
so
a little hurt.
The I. You know, we'll get over it.
I guess so.
Another new thing they announced is called HomeKit. HomeKit, which will be kind of doing the same idea, but for home automation. So, you know, right now you have those Wemo devices that you can control from your phone to turn AC or power outlets on and off. You can have a thermostat that's has an iPhone app. You can have, you know, garage door openers, blah, blah. This is a interface where all the different smart appliance manufacturers can pull together all their stuff into a central repository. Again, kind of like the health and the passbook apps.
That's kind of cool. I mean, if you're into that and you've got a lot of different products, then you'd probably want them all in the one spot. Lights, garage door, whatever, whatever, thermostat, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yep. And they announced that it would also have support for what are called scenes, to where you could do scripts in the HomeKit platform to mass control things. For instance, you could have a scene called movie where it would automatically, you know, control, dim the lights and start your TV and maybe turn the popcorn maker on. I don't know.
Yeah. That essentially programming macros.
That one's called Set the Mood, apparently.
Yeah. Play Barry White.
Lower lights.
Yeah. Turn lights pink. They are going to be revamping the App Store, which is a very good thing because it has become so large and unwieldy. Half the time it's impossible to find anything in it. And one of the perks that's coming with that is they're going to allow developers to start selling bundles. So, you know, like Apple's products, you can buy Pages, you can buy Numbers, and you can buy Keynote. And they're all $10 a piece, so you have to buy each one individually. Well, the new update will allow them to put a bundle of that and give you a discount. You can buy them each for $10 a piece, or you can buy all three for $25. At the moment, the App Store doesn't support bundling.
Interesting.
So this will be like the Hubble Indie Bundles, except for set prices, not...
Yep.
Well, it's just the fact that right now the App Store doesn't allow you to have one transaction that gives you multiple products, so now they're going to start allowing bundled transactions.
Yeah, I'm just giving people
They don't know the App Store.
Just giving people a reference of something that is close enough similar that they may be used to.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to roll this out to iTunes, but I could see that being helpful as well. Like, for movie trilogies. You know, right now they have promotional packages, or promotional is not the right word, but where you can click on it and it brings up, hey, look, there's Lord of the Rings 1, 2, and 3, but you still have to buy them individually. It may put them in the same screen so you can see them all easily,
like,
but you still have to buy them.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yep. So I could see that being a good thing if they roll that out.
Sure.
There were a lot of developer announcements that we won't get into because it will bore pretty much everyone, but, you know, it was a developer conference, so that's
I'm bored now.
Well, then with that, we will drop that and move on.
Fantastic. Wade, you've got, you got some stuff.
That's some stuff, yeah.
Wade's gonna kill the mood here for a minute.
Way worse use of words, but technically, yes.
That is true. That was poor choice of words on my part. I do apologize.
An event I'm now classifying as the slender stabbing. Two 12-year-old girls tricked one of their classmates or school friends to going into the woods and then proceeding to stab her 19 separate times. In lieu of this, only to prove their loyalty to a fictional creepypasta, I'll tell you what creepypasta is later, character by the name of Slenderman. Now I was thinking, why is this tied into video games? Well, Slenderman has become quite a predominant figure in video games with the game Slender and its 200 other spinoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Minecraft has taken cues and created the Enderman, which is very loosely based on the Slenderman concept.
There is a Creepypastas mod for Minecraft, which has Slenderman in it. I mean, this creature, basically what we're going to call him, is now very widely known. I mean, if you don't know him, you've probably been under a rock for the past 3 years.
I'd never heard of him.
And what it pretty much is, and what it pretty much is a faceless man,
very tall,
tall, skinny, typically gangly, represented in a black suit
with a red tie. Yes,
with a red tie, but is no face, just a blank,
pale white, void face. Yeah,
like you know those body suits you see a lot of people wear for like Halloween costumes or whatever.
It sure.
Essentially looks like that from a face standpoint. There's just no definition, nothing there.
Technically take someone who's tall, you know, very
long-armed
and legged, and put that in a suit on, and you've got Slender Man. But creepypastas are online stories made up just for, you know, scare value. There are a lot of really interesting ones. I like them a lot. But really? You're going to try to murder someone to prove your loyalty to a fictional figure?
Yeah, I question a lot of things weird about this story, in that these are 12-year-old girls, not boys, girls, so I find that interesting. Willingly trick a schoolmate to stab. Did they say that the victim
19 times, but did survive.
She did survive, okay.
As far as I know.
So that's surprising. But to please a fictional character that they think could be real, and like, it's just weird across the board.
Now, they found this Slender Man on creepypastawiki.com, which, you know, people go to wiki or whatever it is constantly for information. But, you know, I don't know how else, like, even this should prove it's the mental state of people, not the gun or weapon problem.
Yeah, what are you going to do, ban knives next because people get stabbed? I mean,
then people are going to make shivs. Then what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Well, along those lines, though, I mean, it's obviously bad for the person involved. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, you know, with guns, they can do a lot more damage to a lot more people.
I understand. I think Wade's statement, though, is that, you know, pulling guns off the street or having stricter gun control isn't going to reduce violence.
I think it will reduce the total effect. You won't be able to affect as many people. But yes, violence will still be there, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I find it sad that there are people that can't separate fiction, you know, fantasy from reality.
Agreed. You know, but I mean, in a 12-year-old state, I mean, how susceptible are you to this coming up with it on your own accord? I mean, is this something they got pushed into by someone else, kind of coerced, or an older sibling kind of teasing or hinting about it that gave them the idea? Did they just stumble on this? I don't know. 12 years old, I had no inclinations to stab anybody, so.
Me either.
None here, as far as I know.
Not that we're willing to admit. That's,
of course, that part of my life is kind of fuzz. No.
Maybe what is after that some scar therapy. There for?
Oh. I've repressed those memories. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But anywho,
very sad state.
Yeah, our thoughts do go out to both the victim and the family members.
Well, and the family members of the quote unquote assailants too. I mean, that's a traumatizing position to be in, to find that your child willfully caused harm to another one for a semi-psychotic reason. So, I mean, we're sorry for what they're going through too, and
hope they get the help they need.
Yeah, hope there's some resolution for all of them.
They are going through court now, and I'm pretty sure that the sentence will include mental therapy.
Well, they're being tried as adults, as far as I know.
Ooh. Oh, that's surprising to me. So, well, I got nothing more to say on that one. Holy crap.
So what do you have to say about yours?
You know, a lot of my stuff is movie-related this week. A lot of people, Brad included, are extremely psyched about the Star Wars Episode 7 that is currently in production. Apparently, some photos of the set were leaked to TMZ, and J.J. Abrams had something to say about it. Let me go ahead and pull up his tweet here real quick. Bear with me.
Did TMZ publish it?
I believe that they did. In fact, I've got a picture here. I'm going to pull it up. But J.J. came out and said, I wish people would stop leaking photos from Episode 7 and making ridiculous claims that the Millennium Falcon is in the movie. -JJ. Apparently the picture, which I haven't taken a look at, is reminiscent of the Dejarik table, which is that circular checkerboarded table holograph that C-3PO and Chewbacca are playing. Which we see in the Millennium Falcon in the original movie, Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yeah, come on, guys. It's a starship. They got to have some entertainment. These things are probably in all of them.
Well, I don't think it's in all of them.
I mean, the table is probably in a lot of the ships is meant for entertainment during flights between planets, usually probably pretty long.
But he just says, don't make... What was it again? Don't make...
Don't make ridiculous claims.
Right. Don't make ridiculous claims. So I can make, you know,
calm and, logical claims, but not ridiculous. The picture is not coming up under the pic link. That's a Twitter link there. I'm trying to see if I can find it elsewhere, but I'm not seeing it at the moment.
It's one of those constant struggles between the media and any organization that's trying to do, I wouldn't even call it secret work. You know, it's a surprise. We want to be surprised and enjoy it when it comes out, but we don't want to wait that long either. That's why they can get the publicity they can.
I agree. I'm trying to see if I can search it right now.
I know it, you know, it would be exciting to see them. Then again, it would be exciting to wait as well and get that pent-up excitement for seeing everything for the first time on the screen.
You're getting that nerd glee, is that what's going on?
Yep. Brad's nerding out. Well, there are some set pictures on TMZ. I don't see anything that would be reminiscent of either the table in question or the Millennium Falcon.
I wonder if it got taken down.
Oh, well, here's one. Millennium Falcon shape to appear. And it definitely shows the cockpit type shape of it. Let's see. There's a whole
article. We need you to calm down. We don't need you making... Director
J.J. interested in having Episode 7 follow up in the original trilogy, making an appearance of standbys like the Falcon. All too logical. So these aren't necessarily direct pictures, but they're... I mean, they could be. It looks like set in someone building the X-Wing and the Millennium Falcon, but you don't really know where these pictures came from. They could have been from way back in the original movies, and they're recycling them to cause hype for the movie, so we don't know. But he requests that people kind of tone it down a little bit, and like you said, Brad, I think Star Wars and maybe Star Trek are some of the only two movies that have the following for people to be this crazed about it versus...
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. I mean, we didn't hear anything about set leaks for Harry Potter or...
Transformers.
Transformers, I didn't hear anything leaked about. You know, no one was trying to take those drastic steps for it. So, and I don't know what the policies are for production crews. You know, no cell phones allowed, or you sign a, you know, no disclosure clause or sure. What. So...
Well, on a fun note, someone watched the, was it six? How many episodes are there out?
A total of six at the moment.
Hence
them working on seven.
Okay, just want to make sure. Then organized each and every word and put them in alphabetically and then made a video of it.
Of every word ever said in the movies.
Alphabetically.
How many times did they say force?
22.
The word Force comes up 22 times over 6 Star Wars movies.
Now, here's a fun question. How many times do you think they said lightsaber?
20.
Once.
Really? I guess it would be the scene where in episode 4 that Obi-Wan gives Luke the lightsaber because he has to tell him what it is.
The word lightsaber is only mentioned once in the entire 6 movies.
That's interesting.
You've got to include the link for that in the show notes.
Yeah, we got to find that.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's a good 45-minute long video, but it's every single word said in
the I wonder how many times feeling was said, because just about every character says, I have a really bad feeling about this. Throughout, I mean, it was one of the first lines in episode 1 when they released it, said by Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan.
Well, I think they're going to be like, all right, let's just get this out of the way.
And... Yeah, pretty much, because, I mean, everyone said it. It was hilarious. My dad actually has an abbreviation sticker of that in the back of his car.
Nice.
It takes you a little second. It's like, wait, what are all those letters supposed to mean? Then you quickly figure it out. But anyway, moving on from a galaxy far, far away.
Have fun watching that.
Yeah, we'll post the link up.
Well, from a droid of that kind to a droid of a different kind.
Yeah, we're not looking for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not the droid we were looking for. But this one, you don't want to be the droid that they're looking
for. Is this the droid we deserve right now?
The droid that I'm talking of is Android.
Hooray! Android to the rescue!
Yay! So, Android features. But not in a good way.
Oh. Sad face.
Yeah, sad face. So, do you remember a few months ago we discussed Crypto Locker, a virus for Windows where it encrypts your hard drive and then you have to pay to get it unlocked?
Yeah, that was some time ago.
That was. Well, a security firm has announced that it has found the first confirmed case of a similar version of that called Simple Locker that is for Android devices.
No.
Yes.
Feel it. Feel the burn.
Once Android specifically, for the reasons that we've discussed before, iOS does a better job of keeping things isolated, and part of the problem is your carrier doesn't necessarily give you all the latest updates to Android, so there's a lot of Android handsets running older, unsecured versions. So it becomes
Why would they be unsecured if they're older? Just because they've been out longer and had more time to get cracked?
I think so.
Well, problems have been discovered and patches have been released, but that doesn't mean your carrier has approved the patches.
Okay, so there might be loopholes that are floating around that haven't been fixed.
The patches are there, just whether you have them or not. So, at the moment, it's demanding $22 to unlock. It's not like it's a princely sum, but still, it's not cool.
Yeah, but my issue with these is, yeah, it might be $22 to unlock this time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they've already been in and been able to hack your and lock your hard drive, what's to stop them from just sending another command and locking it up next month or next week or tomorrow?
Yep. Let's them just switch on, switch off, switch on, switch off.
And exactly. Last month, a security researcher reported a variant of this that is not as widely known that prevents all your apps from launching. Unless there's a $300 ransom paid.
Wow.
Yep.
I think I'd buy a new phone.
I mean, this is actually kind of showing how much we are depending on phones now.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally. Very much so. Along those lines, I was out at Monday night shooting pool, which we're not going to get into. But a friend of mine was having a good time, having a good night, and then got a text from her ex about an issue from 2 days prior and was instantly put into a funk, you know? And it's like, if she would have just left the phone in her purse or just put it away, just spent time with the people that she was with instead of checking her phone every 5 minutes for who knows what she was actually looking for, she would have had a great evening. But because she was, you know, because we're also tied to technology, and I'm guilty of it, everyone's guilty of it these days, that it can take you out of the moment.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there was a point in time where if you weren't at the house, you didn't get a phone call.
Imagine that.
And
there was once a time, if you wanted to catch the internet, you would lose your phone.
Yeah. I don't remember where I heard it. So this may be a fictional quote rather than a factual one, but I'll see if I can dig up a reference. But I remember hearing at one point that they use the sound of a telephone ringing to test, I think it's epileptic patients, as to whether they're faking it or not. Because the sound of a telephone ringing has become so ingrained in our psyche that you have to respond to it, that if it's some you know, somebody faking it to try and get medicine or whatever, the sound of a telephone ringing will snap you out of it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. We've become
just
so
because
accustomed
we're so,
to answering.
We're so dependent and so in tune to hearing a phone ring that subconsciously we're
you
reacting
to
it without
respond.
Really
yep.
knowing it. That's bizarre. The power of the brain and conditioning.
Yep.
Mind over matter.
Something, yeah. Wade, you got something else for us?
Yes. Well, we, as Garrett, you earlier mentioned that E3 is next week. Of course, this is the biggest gaming event of the year, held in Los Angeles.
Are you sure about
Center.
That?
Yes, it is Los Angeles.
Are you positive?
I'm not going this far with you.
So that's a no. It could be at any city starting with
Los.
No,
it is Los Angeles, I am sure. But, of course, always the... Well, actually, two of the three will be there. And speaking, of course, of Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. Nintendo seems to be doing more of a digital press conference rather than a staged one. You know, like I said... Why fly the guys? Why fly a bunch of Japanese guys out to America to?
Nintendo has an American division.
But anyway, they're still going to do their the same thing they did last year with a digital press conference.
And that's why they have like 1% market share.
Hmm. And of course, EA will be there, and what, maybe Activision. I'm not sure about them. But I was kind of wondering, we have these three major companies. And what do we think they need to do to bolster themselves for the upcoming...
Well, I know Ubisoft is going to be there, and they're going to be announcing Assassin's Creed Unity, which I'll be very excited to hear about, although depressed because it'll probably be on next-gen consoles only, and that makes me a sad panda.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, first, let's start off with the Nintendo.
Nintendo needs to pull their head out of the dark spaces it currently resides. That's all I gotta say there. I mean, they're just re-releasing same games over again. Mario Kart 8, which half the tracks are from N64 Mario Kart.
Which is funny, I actually hear that selling pretty well.
Oh yeah, because there's nothing else worth buying for the stupid Wii.
I actually think it's here. I hear it's selling Wii U's for Mario Kart.
Yeah, but how... But I think you don't need a Wii U to play it.
Good.
But
I don't know.
Anyway, I mean...
We don't own Wii U's.
No. We barely own a Wii.
Neither do we.
So, I like what you did there.
So I think what they need to do
we
is...
We know we.
They said they're not going to release a new console. Of course, this is, you know, we're not going to release a new console. Hey, new console! But I think that's exactly what they need to do is a new console, and they need to get away from... goofy peripherals. You don't need the stick waggle thing. I don't know what the hell that's
wand,
called.
Wand. The
yeah.
Then Wiimote.
Then yeah.
The
then
Wiimote.
Their Wii U pad, iPad controller thing.
Yeah, I just don't understand why they don't. If they're just going to go to a tablet-based gaming, why don't you just make a tablet games and just get out of the hardware industry?
It's time to go the way of Sega.
But they're following that path.
Yes, they are.
Sucks to be them, but... And, I mean, I wonder how popular it is in Japan. Is the Wii the big hit over there? People are gravitating towards motion requirements?
I don't know. Considering Japan and...
We still got Sony is the key over there,
they
too.
They got, well, you know, thing, it's like motion control Japan. It's not really made for big houses.
That's true. The Japanese, at least in Tokyo, living quarters are pretty tight. That's the style there right now.
So, I think they need to release another console and just go away with your goofy peripherals.
The problem is the games that they've had lately, I'm talking the past few years, you couldn't really port into a standard console. They're so based on the whole Wiimote and the little Mii that you create that you can't... There's no... I don't think there's a market for... They've got to re-engineer everything. They've got to go back to square one and start up, and that's not cost-effective.
Well, you know it's not cost-effective? Having a console that doesn't sell.
Yeah. Going out of business is not cost-effective.
It's not the best business plan to lock the doors.
And, you know, so, I know for one that we would definitely buy Nintendo games on other consoles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those casual... My kids love Mario. Mario Kart or, you know, whatever. I'd get Mario Kart for Xbox.
Heck yeah, I would too. I don't know if I've ever owned a console. Did we have Mario Kart for N64? I don't think
we
did.
Yeah, I think we... Either we...
We had Mario Tennis.
We had Tennis. Do you think we may have borrowed it once?
We may have had... Yeah. I don't know if I've ever actually owned a Mario Kart game.
I had it on the DS.
Well, that's actually, you. So. That's not me.
You could have asked.
But he didn't.
But I didn't.
All right, so then, Bradley, any thoughts of what they need to do, Nintendo-wise?
You know, I think they're so far behind. Unless they have a brand new next-gen console with a slew of first-party games to announce at E3, I think they need to go the way of Sega. Sega recognized when they were beat and started licensing their games for other platforms.
Yep.
You know,
is I've it, got a, I've got a Sonic the Hedgehog game for my PS3, so...
Yep. Is it a that. Nice, you know, is it a pleasant thought? No, you've built your business up to be a success, but they're so far behind, you know, I'm not even sure I would call them third place anymore. I think you've got your main consoles, you've got Microsoft, you've got Sony... Then you've got tablets. And then somewhere trailing way behind is Nintendo.
Yeah, I don't really disagree with that statement at all.
So, you know, I don't remember. Do you remember where Sega was based? Was that an American company?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think that was pretty much
I'm pretty Japan. Sure it was Japan also.
Fact checkers.
Yeah.
All right, so do we want to move on to another... Of the three, or does someone have another thing to pick
well,
up?
Well, what else are we expecting to see at E3? I mean, is EA or Activision toted about announcing anything? I heard that Ubisoft is also talking about a Far Cry 4.
Yeah. The,
like I said, another Assassin's Creed game that they are teasing about. So,
well, EA is going to be there. They actually have their press conference on one of the first days. That is Monday, the 9th. They're going to trodden out, of course, their sports franchises. I don't really care about them. I mean, if I'm going to play a sport, I'm going to go get a ball and I'm going to do it outside.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are big into the sporting games.
Yep.
As a touch base though, Sega was founded in 1976. Headquarters is in Ota, Tokyo, Japan.
Okay. Wow.
So, although they have, international offices in San Francisco, London, South Korea, Canada, and Russia. They are based in Japan.
Tokyo. Thank you to the interns.
And their net income is 41.5 billion yen, I'm guessing. That's 512 million U.S.
You know, that's not shabby for a software-only company now.
So yeah, for digital products only.
Yep.
Unless they're affiliated with something else, you know. sometimes we forget with some of these companies that, like, Kawasaki, for instance, when I worked at the dealership, the motorcycles, watercraft, whatever, they have a whole heavy equipment industries where they make container ships.
Right.
You know, like, just motorcycles is just a, yeah, we got the stuff, let's just build that too. When it's profitable, but that's not their source. Sure. So sometimes with these companies too, they've got their fingers in so many different avenues that it works out.
Well, uh-huh. Especially in their home markets too.
Yep. Exactly. Like
Samsung in Korea, you know, is big into everything.
All right, I think before we get too far into this topic, next one, Microsoft. Now, they have just dropped the bundle with the Kinect, but I think they're still going to try to push it a little bit because they don't want to alienate the people who still have the Kinect and feel like they've gotten gypped. So I think what they're going to have to do is probably is go, same thing, go, hey, look at all these titles that you can only get on the Xbox One. You can use Kinect on them, but you don't have to.
The problem with that has been so few titles that are Kinect-enabled or required. Like, the developers just haven't gotten on board with it because it's gimmicky.
Same thing with, it's the same Nintendo thing.
So, yes, it might be an Xbox One exclusive, but that doesn't mean it's Kinect-enabled.
So it's saying they might have several games that are Kinect-enabled, just so they don't alienate and feel like the people who bought the Xbox One bundle with Kinect alienated and screwed over.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks if you spent $500 on the console. 6 months later, they say, oh, you could have got this for $400 without the Kinect that you're not even using anyway. And now people are like, well, I have the Kinect. What are you going to do for me since I have it?
Yeah.
Nothing. You bought early.
Sucker.
Well, no, not sucker. But, you know, there is a cost of early adoption.
I agree. Yep. Typically, it's spotty equipment.
Sure.
You know, failures in the technology, whatever, as opposed to lack of support. But, eh.
You know, if they do something for those customers, I think that would be very big of them and go a long way towards, building up customer support, customer satisfaction. But I don't think they're under any obligation to. You bought the console knowing this was what it cost and this is what you got.
But they're still selling the Kinect separate for an additional $100. They can't. I have a hard time seeing them just abandon that whole side of the console, the system. I mean,
no, it may not be the primary,
but they've still got to be offering something for it.
Oh, sure. I don't think they're abandoning it.
So, anyway.
I think it'll still be available. The thing is, will you be able to get game titles that support it?
Yeah.
That's not up to Microsoft. All they can do is make it available. That's up to the individual. Well, doesn't Microsoft
make their own games now? I mean, they've got their own production companies, like the group that bought out the guys from Bungie for Halo.
Sure.
It's just going to be a limited market, I guess, is really the point.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, and now since we're kind of running low on time here, the final one, Sony and their PlayStation 4. I mean, these are the big guys that are coming into this year. I don't really know, what they can do other than the same. Look, we have the superior stuff.
More games.
Yeah, here's just more games that you can only get on the PS4.
To me, Sony can do no wrong. So,
fanboy.
They're not hurting now, and as long as they just maintain a smooth, steady pace of new stuff coming out, even if it's not Sony exclusive, they'll be fine.
Agreed.
I mean, but Destiny is the big one everyone's waiting for, and is that still Xbox exclusive?
Or was it ever Xbox exclusive?
I haven't looked into that.
I think it's Xbox One and PC only.
I'd say PC is those two.
But I could be totally wrong. I think it's with Bungie, but I don't know if they're exclusively tied with anybody. I know Insomniac is exclusive with Xbox now. They were the ones who did Ratchet and Clank.
Which they, we haven't seen a new version of that, and I think that would really help the Xbox One.
They're working on some stuff. I don't have any inside information at the moment, but I know that they'll probably be at E3 since their headquarters is in Torrance or something like that. So
I love the Ratchet and Clank series. That was fun.
Destiny is scheduled for a September 9 launch for PlayStations 3, 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One.
Hell yeah, I'm getting Destiny for PS3, baby.
No PC?
And
suck it.
The main composer for the music is Martin O'Donnell, which is the guy who created the score for the original Halo set.
Oh, okay.
So, Bungie doing the game, it's probably going to be an awesome game, and Martin O'Donnell doing the music, there's no doubt it's going to be an awesome score.
Fantastic.
Well, it does look very Halo-esque. I mean, even with the enemy controlling, I mean, it's the little guys up front, bigger guys in the back, much like Halo, where you had the how were the little ones called?
Grunts
and elites.
And jackals.
Grunts, jackals, and elites, then...
Then they introduced the brutes later.
Yep.
And then the hunters. Oh, the hunters.
Oh, God, the hunters.
Anyway, we just crossed over that hour mark. Anything on the horizon for anybody? Like I said, we might go see the movie this weekend. It's iffy. Anybody else got anything? Wade, you've been working on your channel quite a bit.
Yep, we're going to be restarting Alice, Menace Returns, looking into Dishonored. I know I need to get into that one.
I think you should give Dishonored a shot. I think you'd really like it. I realize it's not a new game, but I think you'll have a lot of fun with it. I think it's down your alley.
More Hearthstone, more Borderlands. We've gotten to the point where the mic sounds better for Hearthstone, but not Borderlands yet. It's still got that echoey thing going on there, but I'm sure you, once we get to a certain point, I think it's like a couple more episodes, the mic will sound just as good as it does right now.
Fantastic. Well, that sounded terrible.
Ooh, that's not very nice.
So we can just delete his track, right?
Yep, delete it. Well, some quiet spots, it'll be fine. Anything you want to share, Mr. Brad?
Not at the moment.
You secretive.
I know. There are some things in works.
All right, guys. Well, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Keep on gaming.
That's a wrap.
We here at Abundance of Not do appreciate you listening in and would also appreciate you sharing us with your friends via the Stitcher Radio app and also iTunes. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and join us at Facebook. Thank you.